Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back to Not So Sober Thoughts, hello. Episode 22.
Hello.
Amanda's a little hungover this morning because she just got back from Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Drove 4.5 hours. And I'm here.
Here she is, so committed. Well, I texted her this morning. What time did I text you? Like 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
I plan on leaving at 8:30, by the way.
I was like, what time are you going to be here? She was like, 2 o'clock. And I was like, well, okay, well, I got shit I got to do at 6, so can we, like, do this or what?
I hustled.
I
was probably still drunk when you texted me, and I was like, she was chugging water.
Really? I wouldn't expect anything otherwise.
Wow. We went pretty hard, though. Virginia was a fun little... I don't know. I had, like, martinis and, like, shots.
Ooh, classy.
There was a shot they gave us that was called Fire and Ice, and I just thought it was going to be Fireball with ice, and it was, like, a mint shot. Have you heard of that before?
It was it have Fireball in it?
It said it did, but it was a clear shot.
Huh.
So I didn't really understand
with Fireball in it?
No, yeah, that was my first drink of the night, and I was like, oh.
Oh, that probably knocked you on your ass. All right.
Yeah.
Well, with this episode today, we're kind of just mostly talking about current events. Actually, as we're sitting here, we have the news on, just in case, you know, we're getting any updates. I don't know if you guys are aware of the situation that's been going on in the past, I guess in the past, like, 12 hours or so, there was a mass shooting in Orlando, and we were going to touch on that, but we do have quite a bit of current events to catch up on this week.
Yes.
A lot has happened, so we're going to, you know, talk about it.
Yeah.
And... Amanda's going to take it away, so let's talk about it, Amanda.
All right, let's see what we want to start with. Sorry, I'm just, like, all over the place. Okay, let's start with the Brock Turner case. So basically, this has been a big social media thing going on. Brock Turner was a Stanford student.
He was a swimmer.
And he wanted to, like, be in the Olympics eventually. He was 20 years old, and last year he... raped a woman who was completely drunk behind a dumpster and was caught, and he went to trial, you get 14 years in prison for what he did, but they only gave him 6 months, and then if he's good in jail, like if he behaves, he can get out in 3.
Which is crazy.
And the girl he raped wrote this like long letter that I think she like talked to him in court or whatever when she like testified, and she read it, and then it like blew up on social media. It's the saddest thing you'll ever read, but it's also the most empowering thing you'll ever read too. It's...
because when that happens, she was unconscious.
Yeah, sorry, pick
like what a garbage person.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, pun intended with the dumpster, but yeah. Like,
what? He won't admit still to this day that he raped her. Also, his dad came out and said, there's a letter to the judge his dad wrote saying that, like, my son, like, this is going to ruin his life for just 20 minutes of what he did. And that got some outrage. Like, that, I think that made it worse for him. But I think the reason this all blew up is because he only got 3 months, and he's a white male. And, like, they were showing a lot of black males that got, like, at least 10 years for what
that,
he did.
And it's even, like individuals that are in a consensual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, say that the girl was 16 and then the guy's 18. And they're pressed with charges. The parents get mad, say. And, like, the parents get mad and they charge them for rape because they're a minor. And they go to jail for years. And half the time it's not rape. It's just because... you know, the parents got upset, and they reported it, and those people get screwed. And then we got this jerk-off.
He's an asshole.
That raped this girl behind a dumpster, and she was unconscious.
Yeah, he said that he walked up to her and, like, found her. I guess they were at the same party, I think, and then he left, and she was just, like, blackout. You know, how some people get sometimes in college. And they were, like, dancing, and then she said she doesn't remember anything, but she woke up in the hospital, and there were bruises, and they had to take pictures, and, like, inside her vagina, and then she didn't hear anything for like almost a whole year, and she didn't tell anyone. But how would you feel like?
How would she get to the hospital? Did they say that?
No, I think because there's two men that walked up while he was doing it, and then he ran, and they like ran after him, and then they called the police, and then I'm assuming they just took her there. But I would just feel like crap because after you wake up in the hotel, they take all those pictures, or at the hotel, the hospital, you wake up, you don't know what went on because you were blackout, mm-hmm. and then you wake up and then they're like, okay, you can go home. And you're like, what? Like she said, she was like, I didn't know what to do with my life. And like, she was so depressed.
That strips a piece of you.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know how I could ever have sex again.
No, how could you trust somebody?
Mm-hmm.
How could you even drink again?
Yeah.
Because the thought of, like, you might get to that state again, and it might happen again, and it might be worse this time.
Yeah, and I felt bad, too, because she said she was at the party with her sister, and her sister lost her, and she was, like, calling her, I think, and her sister felt so guilty that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you should always have a buddy system.
Mm-hmm.
You should never just leave your friends behind, even if they are really annoying.
Yeah, so that just... That's a big thing. I'm sure there will be more on that. Everyone's just trying to get this guy longer time. I don't know if it's possible or not, but...
They have to. There's so much outrage on the media. If they do just do the 6 months,
mm-hmm.
people are just going to riot.
Yeah, especially if he gets out in 3.
Right.
He's
probably going to get killed.
I think so, too. But the U.S. Olympics said that he will never be allowed.
He shouldn't.
And that was his dream. So, that guy... You fucked up, man. That's our one F-bomb of the podcast. You F. Okay, so, our next topic, I'm going to go with something a little bit lighter.
Okay.
Let me get to
it. You need to get a little bit more prepared here.
I was prepared. I just forgot my iPad, and usually I screenshot my iPad. It's easier. Okay, so, in the press this week, it was said that... God damn. All right, here we go.
God.
So, the National Enquirer, which is a shitty magazine, right?
I think I saw this one
that
today.
That claimed that Richard Simmons was transitioning into a woman.
Call me Fiona was the line.
And it's a complete lie. It's the Enquirer, but right. Still, people believed it. Like, it was trending. That's why because I was trending, I think, on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday. I was like, oh my God, he's transitioning. And this magazine blew it up because they like he was just trying to be, like, funny. And, like, because he's also been in hiding, so everyone's like, oh, it makes sense. He's going to be transitioning. And then...
They know why he's in hiding.
He's, I think, going through deep depression. They say he has been bulimic and stuff for, like, years, and I think he's just trying to handle it. But, yeah, so he's pissed off, obviously, because he's not fucking Fiona. So.
And that picture that they made of him, it looks like it's photoshopped.
I think so,
too.
Have
you looked at it?
He said he posed for it, though, just, like, to be funny. He, like, wanted to be, like, a freak. Like, he's always been kind of weird, and I love me some Richard Simmons workouts. But, I just think that's so rude. And then it just puts a negative stint on... like, you're transgender. Because they said that, like, they referred to him, like, taking his genitalia away and putting it to, like, being a woman's as castration.
They said, there was another comment. I saw this magazine, I believe it was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
when I was standing in line. And there was another comment on the front of the magazine, and I just sat there and I was like, wow, that was so degrading
mm-hmm.
to transitional people. But I can't recall what it said, but then I looked and saw who the publication was, and I was like, oh, they're garbage. I don't even mm-hmm. know how.
I never believed the Enquirer.
How did they get away with doing that?
I don't know. Because I would think, I'm sure he could sue. I think. He has to be able to.
They're the same. They're a horrible publication. Sorry, National Enquirer, but, like, they were the same people that when Whitney Houston died, the photos leaked on the National Enquirer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Of her sitting in a casket.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. Mm-hmm. This takes every bit of privacy away from the family and Whitney Houston.
I feel like that's just a moment that should not be thrown on a magazine to get more money, because that's exactly what they're doing.
Well, they're making that much money because they can't even get glossy pages.
Exactly. I will not buy a magazine without glossy pages.
Yeah, garbage.
Okay. The next one, we have to mention this, but we don't really have a lot of information to, like, talk about it, but Muhammad Ali passed away.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Yeah, and so we just wanted to mention that, so we weren't being rude-ass bitches.
He lived a long time.
Yeah, he did, and he made a big impact in the world, and I know a lot of people were posting about how inspirational he was and stuff, so.
He does have a lot of famous quotes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, R.I.P., rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, New nutrition labels are to be coming out in 2018, y'all. And I got all the scoop on what's changing. So basically, they want to change, they want to show you the added sugars that they're putting in. So that's going to be added to the nutrition labels, as well as they're going to make calorie size like a lot bigger on the nutrition labels. They're going to adjust.
What do you mean calorie size?
Or calorie amount. So you know how it says like 220 calories? That's going to be like enlarged by like
a bigger font.
Yeah, bigger font. And, well, serving sizes have been adjusted to more closely reflect how much food people actually eat in a sitting.
And I don't know if that's a good idea. So is that, like, going to reflect American, like, servings?
Probably.
Because that's a lot different compared to the European serving.
That's true. Because aren't European servings smaller?
Yeah, and, like, the French, like, they eat, like, 500 times a day, but they eat very small portions.
And their food is, like, actually, like, no preservatives and stuff.
Right.
Oh, and it's also said the multi-serving foods that can reasonably be consumed at one eating occasion, like a pint of ice cream, will have two columns, one with information for a single serving from that package and one for the entire package.
That's disgusting.
We need it!
I'm saying, but like, that's... Okay, so they're just... For so many years, they have been trying to beat the obesity epidemic within children, but they're like inviting it now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well,
they're throwing
I mean,
it in your face, though. I think they think that this will help.
No. A lot of people that are fat, they don't care what they're putting into their body.
I guess that's
if,
true.
It's if anything, they're like, oh, yeah, 600 calories, that's not that bad.
But then you are going to see the whole pint of ice cream and be like, oh, shit, 2,000?
It's not going to be that much.
I mean, you know what I mean.
I'm saying 600 would be a pint of ice cream.
Really? I think it would be more, wouldn't
probably
it?
Probably like 800.
Yeah.
It's like 200 for a serving.
Oh, okay. So,
there's
yeah.
like four servings in a pint.
That's going to come out in 2018, so I guess keep an eye out for that.
I just think the way that the U.S. in general eats, it's gross.
Pretty damn disgusting.
And a lot of people just aren't educated. I think that's what we need to focus on. I feel like no one's properly educated on how you're supposed to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, it changes so often, especially the food pyramid and, like, what you should eat and what you can like should consume and how many servings and all that. And it's so unclear.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, how often do you look at the food servings, though?
I do,
but I guess I'm trying to think if the general public really does.
I think
it's 50-50.
I think,
maybe?
It sounds bad, but, like, I think a lot of the times, it also depends on household income.
Oh, yeah.
So I think people that have, like, middle class to, like, wealthier people, obviously, they're going to watch what they're consuming into mm-hmm. their bodies. They're more conscious about, like, health and fitness and stuff like that. Whereas someone who's in poverty or is a little bit poorer than the average, like, middle-class American, mm-hmm. they're just going to try to buy whatever they can that can feed their family.
Yeah.
And I think another big issue that we have in the U.S. is that these health foods are so freaking expensive.
Oh, yeah, like, going into Whole Foods, I'm sure it's, like, a crazy expensive,
which,
right?
Yeah, which, a lot of it, you can get healthy foods at, like, Walmart mm-hmm. and stuff like that, but they're so jacked up. So, like, yesterday I bought a lasagna, right? Mm-hmm. Veggie lasagna. Vegetables are cheaper than meat. I just want to keep mm-hmm. that in mind.
Yes.
But that lasagna was $2 more than a meat lasagna. And
That's
you know
weird.
The meat lasagna,
it's
it does
cheap.
Yeah. I just don't understand. And, like, they had something like kale in the veggie lasagna. You know how much kale is a pound?
Cheap! I love making
It's 99 cents a pound.
And it makes so much.
Why is it so much money?
All right, lady.
Lady, she got really passionate about that kale.
She was like, I love me some kale. Okay, so this past week, there was a killer whale at one of SeaWorld's, like,
was it a killer whale or was it a whale?
An orca, whatever the ones that they're getting rid of.
Oh, the one that died?
No, he didn't die.
Oh, there was one that died.
Oh, maybe it was this one. I don't know. I found this in the middle of the week.
Okay.
But that you know how they showed in SeaWorld they have like a Spanish one called Port Loco, like island or something. So it's that one. There was a whale that was beaching itself. You know what that is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it for like 10 minutes straight.
Committing suicide.
Yeah, because they're just sitting up there. Mm-hmm. And people were, like, taking pictures of it. So, and they were saying that they can't, like, I was looking at a website, and they said they can't really, they don't really know why orcas beach themselves, but they have, like, basically it's, like, committing suicide most of the time, because in the wild they do it, because obviously, like, global warming, and they're, like, not going to make it to where they need to go or something like that, I don't know. But, yes, so, that's pretty crazy.
That they're so depressed that they're killing themselves.
Yeah. Because they know they're like, I'm never getting out of here, and they, the ones that they already have to work till they're dead.
Yeah, well, that's what, the one of them at SeaWorld in San Diego died. She was 50, though. She lived a long time. She wasn't an orca, though. She was one of those little beluga whales, but it's like a black one, so it's like related to the beluga whale.
So yeah, that's sad.
I know.
SeaWorld sucks.
SeaWorld is like the shit. I don't understand why that place is so like, open. We harp on SeaWorld so much on this podcast.
Like, if anyone's like, you want to go to SeaWorld? No. I can't even be friends with you anymore that you even suggested going to SeaWorld.
Oh, God.
They're horrible.
But yeah, they're.
I won't go to a zoo again.
I will never go to a zoo or a circus. I saw billboards for circuses on the way home, and I was like, fuck that.
So much for one F-bomb for the podcast.
I think I've dropped like six already.
She's been very passionate this whole entire podcast.
Okay, the rest of the things I have are all pretty heavy topics, so just letting y'all know, give you heads up. So, Dylan Roof, that was the shooter last year. Mm-hmm. Let me pull up, because I want to be able to read what I got here.
I got something on my shirt.
I'm such a pig. So Dylan Roof was the Charleston Church shooting suspect.
Mm-hmm. That was terrifying when that happened.
Yeah. And basically just went in there and just shot these people. Because
he was on the run when that happened, and he came up here.
Yeah. I remember that, and I wasn't here yet, I don't think, right?
I was texting you, I was like, that shooter is within the area that I'm living right now. And Lauren was like, oh my God, I said, I know.
Yeah. And he was, I think he waited to the end of, like, a service or whatever they were doing at the church, then he shot. So he, like, sat there the whole time.
Yeah.
Just this young 21-year-old kid. They were doing a Bible study, that's what it was.
Right.
Oh, that's just, like, oh, gets me to the core. And, I was running, they caught him, so now he's going to trial. They don't know if it's going, I don't know if they've decided yet if they're going to give him the death penalty or just life in prison, but I think he's going to try and say that he, in, like, rule insanity or something like that, and then he'll just get life in prison. If I were him, I would just take the freaking death penalty, because...
You can choose?
I think, maybe, I don't know. I don't know how it works, but I feel like if he, like, admits and he, like, says he's sorry, then he'll get, they won't kill him, but... I think with this case, since it's so severe, and it's just, like, a hate crime, like, I don't see why he wouldn't get the death penalty, especially because you can get it in South Carolina, that's where it was, right? Mm-hmm. So, what do you think should happen?
I think he should die.
Do you think that we should what are your thoughts on the death penalty, though, overall? Because I am a little skeptical, because, like, this one, for sure, like, if he we know he did it.
Yeah, I think the same way. So, it's, like, if it's constant evidence that, like, this happened. Like, he came into the church. He has many witnesses. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they had, like, footage of him doing it.
He's so scary looking, too.
Yeah. But it's, like, some people, they're like, I don't know if he actually murdered all these people, and then they sent him to the death. But, like, that's horrible, because he knows that he's innocent, but they killed him anyway.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I think my biggest concern with the death penalty, with the people that are innocent, we don't know if they go through any pain.
Yeah.
When they do go through the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because they die.
Yeah, I think we cannot send someone to the death if it's just circumstantial evidence. And I feel like that happens so much where it's like they get life in prison for
circumstantial. Well, I think a lot of things in the justice system is very unfair.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people get sent. Yeah, I think a lot of people get sent away that shouldn't get sent away, and then a lot of people are just, you know, moseying on the streets with us, and they killed thousands of people, and we don't even know.
Mm-hmm. Because if... a lot of people, too, when they say, they're like, oh, if you tell me that you did it, even though you didn't do it, we'll take less time. So you can get out, like, 10 years versus being in prison the rest of your life.
Right.
Or vice versa. If you did do it, then you admit to it.
My thing is, I could never be a lawyer. Because you know, like, at some instant, you know that they did it.
Yeah.
And you have to defend that.
Yeah. I think
how could you go to sleep at night?
I think you're better off being a prosecutor than an offense attorney. But I want to be just a person that I work on cases that have already closed and the guy thinks he's still innocent and then, you know what I mean? Like helping them get out. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
That's the perfect scenario.
But I would never, I don't know, I couldn't do it, but I'm sure you have to at some point, like in your, if you want to be a lawyer, which I might be doing one time in my life, who knows? I don't know. That's why they always say being a lawyer is the worst.
I heard being a dentist is the worst.
Oh, yeah. There's not one dentist that is not hated by someone.
Yeah, I think they are, like, out of all the careers, the highest suicide rate for a professional is a dentist.
Uh-huh. Lawyer's gotta be up there, too.
It has to be.
We'll have to look that up eventually. I wonder what things are said to dentists, because I almost, like, seriously...
Because you gotta think about it, like, if you go to the dentist, you either go for a cleaning mm-hmm. or some painful event.
Yeah, and the cleaning is never even fun, and the dentist,
it's like, they, like, pulling out teeth. It's, like, never, like, a fun thing.
Jason loves it. My friend Jason's like, I just sit back, open my mouth, he's going into being in dental hygiene now, but he's like, I love going there. I'm like, that is the worst. Like, I would rather be sitting in school for, like, 2 days straight
than go to the dentist. I haven't gone to the dentist in, like, 3 years.
Really? Oof. I guess it's been since I got my wisdom teeth out, so.
I hate going. They suck. And they just sit there, and they poke you with things. Please don't poke me.
And you're, like, bleeding.
Yeah, and they're like, you're bleeding. Well, if you poke me with a knife into my sensitive tissue that surrounds the teeth in my face, it's going to bleed.
Are you wearing a cavity filled?
No. I think really? I have one.
Wow. Yeah, they, like, shoot you with this, like, stuff to numb you, and that is the worst pain. Like, it's such a weird feeling. So it seriously looks like a long-ass needle, and they stick it in, and it, like, feels, it kind of hurts, and then it's like, and then you just have to sit there and let your whole face numb up.
Oh, I can't wait.
I've had, like, 5 cavities, because, you know.
Sounds like a smashing good time.
I eat a lot of candy. Okay. We're going to pause it. We're about to get into our 2 biggest ones, so I'm pausing first. Okay, we'll be right back.
Yay! Welcome back, Huntersville. And the United States, what a beautiful voice I have to get us into this gruesome talk. Get your life together, Amanda.
Because it's just going to be right. Like that.
Let's get it in. Let's talk about
it. You're shaking like crazy. Okay. So.
I'm ready.
First things first, we will talk about.
I'm the realist.
We will talk about, there was a shooting. Orlando, I'm not going to talk about this one. Christina Grimmie was shot. If you don't know who that is, she was a voice contestant, and she placed 3rd on Adam's team a couple seasons ago. I think it was actually more than a couple. And then she came on in later seasons, and she was like a fashion expert to like help people out and said what they were wearing.
But
and
where she mostly readed from was
YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, and then she was also signed by Selena Gomez's dad, and that he was her manager, so she had a very good career going on. She had, like, a ton, at least 1 million subscribers, I think, on YouTube is what they said.
Yeah.
Before she even got signed. And she was playing a concert in Orlando. She was opening up for, actually, another band. I can't remember the name. And she was signing autographs after she opened, and she was shot by a guy that had 2 handguns, I think, and, like, a knife. And then her brother went and tackled the shooter. And the guy, they were, like, fussing, and then the guy shot himself. Mm-hmm. That was the shooter. And then she was pronounced dead. So I think they were trying to get her to the hospital, but that, and she was only 22 years old.
Yeah. And it just really, I heard about this on the way, I was getting Lady a donut from Dunkin' Donuts, and I heard it on the radio. And I told Amanda, I was like, I almost cried, because I remember when YouTube first started, and when music really started happening. It was mostly, like, her. Boyce Avenue was really big at that time. And I watched her a lot. And it was kind of before you could even get iTunes. Like, they corresponded with YouTube. So I would just listen to her videos over and over.
Yeah.
And then when she came on The Voice, she got really big. And it was just so heartbreaking to see someone who had so much talent and who was so positive about life. and affected so many people within the YouTube community that she was just shot.
For no reason. They still have no, they still understand because they went through the shooters, like, all his computers and everything, and there was no, nothing that led to, like, him hating her or even, like, knowing anything about her. So it just doesn't make any sense. Also, there was somebody that was, like, in the same area, not getting, like, autographs, but they were like, it just sounded like there were popping noises, and then people came out running and screaming, and I'm like, oh my, could you imagine, like, you're about to meet your, like, favorite singer or artist, and then they just get shot or
killed?
Well, I
think this is gonna change, if you don't know anything about YouTube. The YouTube community, they pride themselves on being one-on-one with their fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like to call them fans, but, like, friends.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of these meet and greets, and they have, like, VidCon and stuff like that. But this changes everything.
Yeah.
Like, this, the intimate reaction that the YouTubers have with their fans is going to completely change.
Because it's going to be, and security and all that stuff.
It's going to be like they're celebrities now.
I think it's going to be, too, like, when security is going to be, like, it's like going to the airport. I think we're going to start thinking about, because they said that they checked bags, but how did this guy, they said there was no metal detectors, so they couldn't detect that. I think they're going to have metal detectors at every, like, even club, we'll talk about that later, but club, or just, like, basically, like, going TSA through the airport. Like, strip search. Because it's the only way, with a mass crowd like that, if something happens, that's the only way.
I just don't understand people's motives.
Yeah, I think that's the scariest thing is we don't understand this guy's motive at all.
No.
Like, there's no reason. It just makes me so sad. And I feel so bad for her family, and her fans.
She had such a promising career.
She really did. Like, I think she was, like, slowly on the rise.
Yeah.
For sure.
And her voice was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
And she is, like, if you guys ever have heard of Tori Kelly, Tori Kelly also mm-hmm. came from YouTube, and she was denied yeah. through American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the same path as Tori Kelly.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Tori Kelly's amazing. And
yeah.
That's so sad. I cannot believe. So, we just wanted to say rest in peace, Christina.
Yeah.
And everyone.
It just gives me chills every time I think about it.
I really, I don't know. I cannot believe that they checked bags, and he still made it through with two freaking handguns.
People like that disgust me.
I feel, and also his family, of the shooter, they, like, locked all their doors and windows, and they posted a note just saying, like, we send our sorrows to Christina's family, but please don't, like, leave us alone.
I think this whole entire weekend, I think before I didn't really mind
mm-hmm.
the gun control issue, it wasn't, like, obviously it was always an issue.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of the time it was with schools and stupid kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, or, like, the church event. But now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere. Not saying that those were lighthearted events by any means. But it's just, it's happening so constantly to the point where I don't even want to see a gun. If you got a gun, I don't care.
Yeah, you can get, pretty much get shot anywhere. Because, I mean, we proved that with Sandy Hook at the school. It proved that with the shooting at the movie theater. And now this, like.
Yeah. I don't think we should have guns.
It's just, it makes the
even
most
hunting, sense.
Even
hunting, I think that should be dead. People find that as a fun sport.
Did this stop recording?
It did.
Motherfucker, hold on, sorry.
It's fine, we don't have to record the whole thing anyway.
Okay.
But, I just feel like, oh, our camera stopped recording. If anyone was wondering what was happening. I just feel like there's no reason for us to have guns anymore.
Yeah,
except for, like, maybe police officers, but still, at some occasions, some of them shouldn't even have mm-hmm. guns.
Yeah, I can't even imagine being the family. Like, could you imagine being the mom of someone who just was, like, a mass shooter?
Yeah.
That's what I always thought about, too.
Because it's not like some people are like, oh, well, I'm responsible with the gun. That's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you can't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm. And, like, just mental illness.
So it's whatever, everyone's mistakes or these events that have happened, they're going to ruin it for everybody. That's just how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically, like, 9/11. I mean, that changed everything. It's only going to take so many more of these attacks to change something. I cannot even believe this. Okay, let's move on to our last topic. You take this one.
Okay. So, if you're oblivious to what's going on in the world, we have it on the television behind the camera right now. There was a mass shooting in Orlando, and mm-hmm. it was at a gay club. gay, lesbian, and pretty much transgender club. And it happened last night, and 50 people were killed, and 53 people were injured.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been reported to be one of the worst mass shootings that we've had in U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was so much blood, and it was so violent. And the guy just came in there and just started shooting, and everyone ran, but a lot of people didn't make it out. And I think it got so bad that they were having a hard time getting people out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were saying too that they couldn't get them. The police didn't come in there for 2 hours.
Yeah. The shooter was said to be Omar Martin,
mm-hmm.
who has now been reported as of a couple hours ago that he is associated with ISIS.
So it was a terrorist.
It was a terrorist attack. Because what they also said, that ISIS, they considered being gay to be one of the worst sins that you could possibly commit. And that they were an abomination, and that because it is one of the worst sins, they have, it's legally okay for them to kill them in their country.
It's so crazy. That's so stupid.
It's so disgusting.
Yeah.
They are people.
I can, when we were listening to it on the TV, there was like a gentleman that was in there, and they had him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that was like the saddest thing, because he was like, you didn't know what was going on because everyone just started dropping to the floor. Like describing it as people, like, flies, like, dropping to the floor. Like, that's disgusting. And then that guy had just had the nerve to just, like, kill a bunch of people and then say, I kill my life now.
Yeah.
Like, screw you.
And one of my friends was actually in the area at the time, and it was, I texted him just to see if he was okay, and luckily he was. And it's that really hit close to home.
Mm-hmm. I don't, like, we always say this on the podcast, but it doesn't matter if you're transgender, bi, whatever you want to be. Like, I don't understand.
Or race. Why. Yeah. Or religion.
Why?
I don't understand it.
It's, they're always gonna, we're always gonna have gay people, we're always gonna have bi, transgender, whatever you want to be. So even if, it's not gonna, like, the Holocaust where you're gonna grab them all up and kill them. Like, there's still gonna be Jewish people, like, or whatever you, like, want
to
do.
I don't understand why we feel the need that we have to kill them because of who they are.
It's not, it's sick. It's so sick. Like, I don't understand that at all. I think it maybe is to do with how they were raised. I don't know.
But still, but it's 2016. Get with the program.
Mm-hmm. It's not like we're 19.
They're people.
Yeah.
We are all people.
I don't
care if you're red, yellow, or blue. You're a person.
Exactly. It's,
if you're blue, we might have to be a little concerned. I have to resuscitate you.
These people just, like, need to have more of an open mind, because it's never going to change. They need to change.
I think, if anything, our generation, the one below us, have started to do a lot more with the change,
mm-hmm.
but there still are ignorant people and ignorant parents that are teaching their offspring of their teachings, and they're oblivious to how the world should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just want to see.
That's disappointing.
They want to. I think the biggest thing is that with religion too. Yeah,
and I think I don't give a shit about that. So my thing is, okay, so I'm a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and they say that being gay is not okay. I don't care about that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you're gay, I'm still gonna be friends with you. I'm not gay.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. That's totally fine.
See, why can't everybody have that outlook?
Amanda, she's not Christian. It also says that I'm supposed to, like, guide her. I'm not going to guide her to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's set in her ways.
Like, just let people be people, man.
And if they want to come to me and talk about something, if they do want to go to church with me or something, okay, cool, we can go. Like, it's just, I hate that there has to be a certain stereotype or a certain way to things. Like, Christians shouldn't curse. You should hear my mouth.
Yeah. It is a stereotype.
It is.
Yeah. That's weird. I think just more open minds is the only thing I can say. And then guns just need to go.
Because it makes the world such a negative and ugly place.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, people being racist and sexist, which sexism is one of my biggest things, too, I fucking hate it when they tell me I can't do something because I have a vagina. That's my biggest issue.
Mm-hmm.
Or just judging someone based on their sexual orientation. People like that are like that, they make this world a horrible place.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times where we have wars or we have all these horrible shootings, it's because of those issues.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if we had a world when we didn't have those issues.
It would be, like, I can't even imagine what it would be like if everyone was just like, I love
a utopia,
peace.
In a sense.
It would be so nice.
Yeah, but I just don't understand people's way of thinking. Like, and why it's so warped.
You only have one life to live, and you, like, that guy, he's like, oh, this is my one life, and I'm gonna go out, like, shooting a bunch of people and then shoot myself. That's how I'll always be remembered as an ISIS terrorist. Like, I can't
how does your brain get like that?
I don't know.
Where does your conscious see that that's okay? Like, that you could live with it? Obviously, he couldn't live with it because he killed himself. But mm-hmm. just to have those thoughts like that?
Or like, that one guy who didn't kill himself. I'm surprised, like, the Charleston shooter. I don't understand how you couldn't shoot yourself at the same point, too, after you do something like that. Because you're like, your life's over. And you want to, like, watch this and see all the families
or, like,
and people you killed.
Someone go through so much pain.
Yeah.
And then he saw the pain that they went through when they died. He also saw the Charleston shooter. He saw the pain on the family's faces.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. I could not live with that. I couldn't,
There's
also a movie called Beautiful Boy with, Michael Sheen, and he's, like, the father of a shooter and stuff. If you guys ever watch that, it's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I never heard of it.
I'm gonna plug that in.
Well, our thoughts and condolences go out to the families and the individuals that experienced that this weekend, as well as Christina Grimmie's family and Muhammad Ali's family. And I also hope that the U.S. government and the police force and all of them, they do something, because if you guys didn't know, this month is Gay, Lesbian, and Transgender Month. And they have a gay pride parade, and I think it's in West Hollywood, and they have a bunch of events around the U.S. And just seeing something like this that happened is eye-opening, and that we need to do better.
Mm-hmm. Can't
and protect our
9/11.
People.
Yeah. It's so sad.
But yeah, follow us on social media.
Yeah!
Watch out for our upcoming video that's coming. See if you are featured in our Snapchat Q&A. My Snapchat is Megan Rich Chic, whereas Amanda's is Mo Jonas 3. Mm-hmm. You can follow all of our upcoming events or anything else that we feel like posting on our Facebook page, which is Not So Sober Thoughts. Or we have our Instagram as well as our Twitter, which is @MeganAndAmanda. Or you can email us at MeganAndAmanda90@gmail.com. So, yeah, just holla at us. This was a little depressing towards the end, but it was definitely something. We had a different subject that we wanted to talk about entirely, but something this huge can't be overlooked.
Mm-hmm. We want to make you guys aware of what's going on.
Definitely. And we definitely want to hear from you guys. Yeah, I just can't believe it happened. And
yeah, hopefully I might try and get this one up early.
Maybe people tomorrow. Like that really disgust me.
All right.
All right, well, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.